Unit 12. After work activities. 2. Vocabulary. Agent. Awesome. Be in the mood for. Bounce. Bruise. By comparison. Cast. Clash. Classic. Comeback. Compromise. Confidence. Defense. Elegant. Entertaining. Episode. Fantastic. FBI. Federal Bureau of Investigation. Foul. Glide. Hilarious. Host. Jazz. Karaoke. LA Lakers. Limb. Live broadcast. Look forward to. Lose confidence in. Mellow. Open loop. Partner. Pessimistic. Playoff series. Pop singer. Prequel. Primetime. Puppet. Quick step. Quiz show. Remote control. St. Antonio Spurs. Stamina. Stiff. Successive. Take a toll on. Tango. The Western Conference. Timeless. Versatility. Waltz. 3. Listening practice. 1. Listen to a dialogue and fill in the blanks.
Good afternoon. This is the Focus Club. Can I help you?
Good afternoon. I'd like to book a karaoke room for tonight.
What sort of room would you like to have? We have karaoke rooms in 3 different sizes. Large, medium-sized, and small ones.
Well, I'm not sure. Perhaps you can give me some suggestions.
Sure. How many people are there?
About 8.
In that case, I would recommend a medium-sized room. Rooms of this size can hold up to 10 people.
I see. How about the price?
For a medium-sized room, there is a basic charge of 600 yuan, and this covers the room, snacks, and fruits.
How about drinks? Are they also covered?
No. If you want some beverages or beer, you've got to pay for them separately.
I see. So how much does Heineken cost?
Well, a Heineken costs 30 yuan. But I would suggest that you buy 1 dozen at a time, as you will get 6 for free.
Sounds fine. One more thing. I was told that the club also has a disco. Is that right?
Yes, we do have a disco here. In fact, with its lively music and cool DJs, our disco is considered as one of the best dance venues in town. The partygoers simply love it.
Do we need to pay for it?
No, we don't charge our karaoke clients.
Good. In that case, I'd like to book a medium-sized room for tonight.
May I have your name, please?
Sure. My name is William Wang. W-I-L-L-I-A-M-W-A-N-G.
Okay, and your phone number?
130-300-0288.
When will you arrive?
Around 9 o'clock.
So that would be a medium-sized room for William Wang at 9 o'clock, and your phone number is 130-300-0288.
That's right.
Okay, see you then.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
2. Listen to a dialogue and fill in the blanks.
Tomorrow is the weekend. Have you got any plan?
Not yet. I've been working very hard this week and had no time to think about it. Have you got any suggestion?
Shall we go to see a movie tomorrow night?
Sounds interesting. What movie shall we watch?
How about the Harry Potter sequel?
You mean Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets?
Yes. Have you seen it?
No, but I would really love to. I have read the book and I really enjoyed it.
Okay. And then, after the movie, perhaps we can go to a nice bar and have a drink or two.
Sure. I was told there was a newly opened bar called The Cavern, where there is a live band show on the weekend. Perhaps we can go there and have a try.
That's a good idea. I think we are going to have lots of fun tomorrow. So I will pick you up at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and then we can start by going to a Sichuan restaurant to have some hot and spicy food.
Okay, see you then.
4. Sample dialogues. Dialogue 1.
So did you watch the NBA game last night?
Which one?
One of the playoff series of the Western Conference, LA Lakers versus San Antonio Spurs.
Yes, I did.
How did you like it?
Well, I was pretty disappointed. LA lost 83-87. I had expected to see a successive win for LA, you know.
Yes, me too. But on second thought, I'd say it made sense that LA lost. The Spurs guys had worked so hard this season to stage an impressive comeback, and their performance last night proved how effective their defense work could be.
True. Shaquille was obviously not at his best form and simply couldn't find his place. It's clear that he had a hard time trying to guard Tim Duncan, and he got 4 personal fouls by the time he finished the first half. I was really worried that he would be fouled out.
Yes. Other guys like Fox, Fisher, and Horry didn't help much either. By comparison, Kobe was the only one that's doing his job, and it seemed that he was playing a one-man game against the Spurs.
I agree, but I think his bruised knee from last game was taking a toll on his performance.
Yes. Also, I think luck was on the side of Spurs. The Lakers had lots of open loops, but the ball kept bouncing out.
I guess it's a case where one would rather be lucky than good. But anyway, let's hope they can soon get back to their usual selves and win the next game.
Dialogue 2.
Mary, the music is lovely. Would you like to dance this song with me?
My pleasure.
I saw you dance with Tom just now. You two are literally gliding across the floor. It's really enjoyable just to watch. Have you attended a dance class or something?
Yes. I took dance classes when I was still a kid, and now I practice whenever I can find the time.
No wonder. I still remember when I first learned to dance, my partner and I kept on stepping on each other's toes.
I did even worse. When I first took my dancing classes, I felt stiff like a puppet and didn't know what to do with my limbs.
Those days were really hilarious.
Yes, I agree. So what kind of dance is your favorite?
Waltz, definitely. How about you?
Well, I prefer quick step and tango.
I see.
Do you often sing karaoke?
Well, I used to sing quite often, but I seldom do it now.
Why?
Because there are fewer and fewer songs I know. Nowadays, young people prefer songs from pop singers like Faye Wong, Britney Spears, or Backstreet Boys. But I seldom listen to their songs. How about you?
Well, I like pop songs, but I prefer jazz, especially the songs of Nat King Cole, Ella Fitzgerald, and Billie Holiday, and also Miles Davis and Chet Baker.
I like Nat King Cole, too. His mellow voice, elegant style, and versatility are simply awesome. His songs like Unforgettable, Mona Lisa, and Summertime are timeless classics.
You think so? They are my favorites, too.
Dialogue 3.
Hey, do you know what time the football game between China and South Korea starts tonight?
Do you think this match will be televised?
Yes, I am told that there will be a live broadcast on Channel 5.
I haven't been watching China's football teams for a long time because they've let me down too many times. Why don't you check the TV guide?
Good idea. Oh, it starts at 8 o'clock. Are you going to watch it?
Do you think it's worth watching? I've lost confidence in China's team.
Come on, don't be so pessimistic. Though the performance of the China national football team has been disappointing, I think it badly needs our support. In the past few months, trained by the new foreign head coach, China has made some progress in terms of individual skills, stamina, and teamwork. I think tonight's match will be a close one.
I don't think so. Let's wait and see. Oh, it's 7 o'clock already. Please pass me the remote control. I want to watch the news program on CCTV.
Here you are.
After the news, there's a talk show on Channel 2. It's great fun. Would you like to watch it?
I'm not in the mood for it. I just want to watch the sports program.
Do you like the quiz show on Channel 8 at 9 every Saturday?
Not really, but I quite enjoy the primetime variety show on Channel 1. I find it quite entertaining.
I love that program, too. The host is very funny. Oh, my favorite program, a TV series, will be shown at 8:15. It's the last episode. I can't miss it. But it clashes with your football match. I think we'll have to fight for it.
Well, I'm crazy about football. I've been looking forward to watching this match for a long time. I want to see if China can win. No matter what you say, you must give the remote control to me after 8 o'clock.
Shall we make a compromise? You watch 10 minutes and I watch 10 minutes.
I think I have a better idea. Why don't you record your program on the VCR and replay it when the game is over?
That sounds like a good idea.
Dialogue 4.
Have you watched any movie recently?
No, I've been kept busy recently.
What a pity. I went to watch the movie Red Dragon the other day. It's really fantastic.
Red Dragon? I haven't even heard about it.
You don't know this movie? It has been an instant hit after it was put on show in the movie theatre.
Well, what is it about then?
It's actually the prequel to The Silence of the Lambs. In this movie, the story of former FBI agent Will Graham, who was nearly killed by Hannibal Lecter, is told. And it includes the initial capture of the cannibal.
Really? I have watched The Silence of the Lambs. It features Anthony Hopkins and Jodie Foster, right?
You are right, but the new movie has a stronger cast, including young talents like Edward Norton and Ralph Fiennes. Of course, Anthony Hopkins stays and still plays Dr. Lecter.
It sounds really exciting. I will try to find some time to watch this movie.
6. Follow-up practice. 1. Listen to 10 sentences on the tape and write them down. 1. What kind of hobby do you have? 2. When did you pick up this hobby? 3. What do you often do after work? 4. I have a wide range of interests and hobbies. 5. Of all the sports, what do you like most? 6. There is nothing I like better than surfing the internet. 7. She prefers serious music to pop music. 8. May I have this dance with you? 9. They enjoy going to karaoke after work on Friday. 10. I work out regularly to keep fit.
Tingli Kurtang, TingClass.com